You know, on a day like today, it's snowing, it's wet, it's cold, and that makes me think of extreme baseball, softball. And it's time to bring on head coach, 18-under head coach Adam Galicia.
I was going to say, first question, are we having practice today? Did we cancel? I mean, what happens today?
No, the city would cancel us out no matter what today. But
you gotta do, if you do anything, it's going to be indoors. But, you know, I mean, there's so many distractions in any type of program, whether it's extreme or, you know, the Legion program, whatever the case may be. And it, as a coach, it's got to drive you nuts because, again, you just don't, you know, fly by the seat of your pants. You've got a schedule put together. Here's what I want to get accomplished. You're looking at your notes from this past weekend, and Mother Nature is just not cooperating with you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, like tomorrow, we're supposed to have weather going into tomorrow, so now we're going to have to shift gears and probably move our practice session indoors, which limits some of the stuff we can do by not being outdoors, you know, and so it's tough. And I talked to the girls after this last weekend about things we need to work on, and being due to the competition level we face, it exposed a lot of some of our weaknesses right now.
You know, Nick and you and myself, we were talking here during the break. You go 2-2 in this tournament over the weekend. From a coaching standpoint, things, because again, you're still learning your team. You have veteran players along with new players that have made the roster. But what things are you learning about your team, especially from a tournament this weekend?
Well, you know, going into this last weekend, we talked last week with you guys in competition level. We were stepping up in competition. One thing the girls learned, or we'd really tried to reinforce, is the speed of the game gets quicker, the better competition you see. You know, when a girl lays down a bunt, she's getting out of that box pretty quick, and so your footwork's got to be a lot quicker. There's a little few defenses we have to start working on now that the girls are starting to get comfortable where we're at. You know, some of the batting lineup and stuff like that, people are starting to, it's starting to work itself out now. So we're kind of knowing where people are settling in. So now it really allows us more time to focus on the little things.
But looking at this past weekend, though, down there in Loveland, Colorado, a mixture between those A and B teams, looking at a few contests, Rocky Mountain Thunder, where you defeated them 12-1. Colorado Pony Express, which is an 18-A team, you won 9-3. This is scores off of Game Changer. But, again, you look at also, too, the U-SSSA, Pride Elite. That's an 18-A team. You lost 5-4. Colorado Warriors, you lost to them 4-2. Again, where you're competing against those higher-level teams, though, even if they are two losses, though, you're still competitive. You're still competing very well with these upper echelon team, so to speak, down there in the state of Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was pretty pleased with what we're doing. Like I said, there's a lot of things we have to work on. Even in those two games we lost, you're talking two or three plays made the difference in those games. You know, not getting up out of the box or something, quick feet, allowing them to get one or two runners in scoring position when normally we wouldn't. So it's just, like I said, the speed of the game.
Adam Galicia, head coach of the Extreme 1800 program. And again, coach, you've been there. You've matched and you've rubbed shoulders with these A teams, so you know what it's all about. You've had programs like that through your career with the Extreme. How do you get your young ladies? And again, we're still waiting on getting the whole squad together, you know, for
To use a coach, Craig Bull, we're waiting for the cavalry to come.
Yeah, we're waiting for the cavalry to come. But the bottom line is, how do you get them to that next level?
And that's on the coaches. It's on me and my assistant to get the drills going, to incorporate them into our practice sessions coming up. You know, a lot of drills, we have a lot of different things to make our feet quicker, get our reaction time quicker. You know, the ball, when our pitchers are pitching, the balls are coming off the bat a little bit quicker with these more experienced teams. So it's more a lot of speed drills at practice.
As we talked with you last week, as you alluded to, this past weekend's tournament, about 22 teams were expected to play, including the Cheyenne Extreme down there in Loveland, Colorado. Is it too early here in the season to expect college scouts out here to look at some of these teams, including the Cheyenne Extreme, or did we happen to see a few scouts out there possibly recruiting some talent from, including the Cheyenne Extreme?
Right now it's a little early. You're probably looking in the middle of May for things like that to start happening. I mean, the college coaches are still they're heavily involved in their programs. You know, the JUCO coaches finish a little bit sooner. And then you got all the D1, D2 programs that are going just a little bit longer, but maybe towards the end of May you start seeing those kind of coaches, you know, at the tournaments and stuff. But it's still a little early right now.
You know, it's interesting this weekend. As a matter of fact, like we were just talking with Coach McGurst, you get a chance to spend some time with the family because you get one of those rare weekends off here in the season. Explain to us why the Extreme will not be in action this weekend.
Yeah, so we have all the high schools have their prom coming up this weekend, and fortunately this year, it's a good thing, is they're all having it the same weekend. You know, in the last couple of years, it seems like one's one weekend, one's another weekend. So this year, they're all the same weekend. This year, the girls kind of talked me into letting them have the weekend off. Normally in the past, we still play prom weekend, and it's kind of the competition, you know, to be out there with the nails on and the hair, the 10 pounds of hairspray in and stuff like that. But this year we'll be taking it off.
Do you worry at all having that week off? Again, we're talking right now where we're seeing weather is a little hectic right now with the snow. If you already missed out on a tournament about a couple weekends ago due to weather, had an exhibition two weekends ago. Again, you've kind of played a little bit sporadic here in the early parts of the season. Does this hinder the Extreme, or is it a little bit beneficial where, again, you don't have your full team out, so we just kind of put things on the back burner, so you know we'll play more games once we have our full team out there for the Extreme?
It's different every year for different teams. I think for this team this year, the more time we get on the field, the better, so it could be a little bit of hindrance. We got a gearing team that's wanting to come up playing doubleheader this coming Sunday, so that'll give us a little bit of competition level. I mean, there's nothing like playing live, you know, where people want to actually get you out or people want to score runs. So hopefully we're able to make that happen, so it shouldn't hinder us too much.
You know, with this week right now, and again, a lot's going to be taken away from the kids just simply for the fact that Mother Nature is going to win. But this also tells me, too, how far behind the time Cheyenne is. Because, again, these A programs, as you go down south, they're going to be able to sneak indoors at other facilities. You're going to have to find, what, a gymnasium possibly to sneak in and get some work done. And obviously you can't hit, softballs around there. You're going to have to, you know, alter it around with wiffle balls or some type of rubber balls, so to speak. But doesn't it just kind of just yell out to the city, hey, we need something for everybody indoors?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look at the top programs in Colorado, Nebraska, any of the surrounding states, you know, they have all indoor facilities that they can go work out in. So it's nice when you have a program like that, especially it's controlled by that program. Like I said, we'll be looking for a gym. We'll have to use our indoor equipment, which is okay. We still get reps and stuff, but it's not the same. When you're on a gym floor, it's never the same as being out in the dirt.
Would you be able to, again, this is kind of an interesting question for you, Adam, but at least for, as we're looking for indoor facilities, we do know for Cheyenne Post 6 and that family, they do have the Wyco indoor at least facility. Is it something where you could talk with Ty Lane and those folks over there at Post 6 of saying, hey, we love your facility, we need help as well, or at least we need some sort of indoor practice, can we use a little bit of that time? Is that something where we could find some kind of mutual partnership with, you know, Post 6 or whoever in town?
And actually, they are normally pretty good with us. We actually utilize their hitting facility down on South Greeley during the winter. So we usually spend 6-7 months hitting in there. Once we get to this time of the year, kind of go away from. There's things we can do indoors that'll suffice. It's not the same as being in there, but they get real busy this time of the year. So it's hard to squeeze in right now.
Coach, after you get done with proms this weekend, what are we looking at after that?
So like I said, hopefully the girls have their proms this Saturday. Hopefully we'll get that doubleheader finalized for Sunday afternoon with Gary coming to town. And then we have a couple tournaments following that up the next two weekends. Next weekend is TNT, I believe, and that should be another open tournament. And then following that with another tournament, Colorado, and then we have some graduations that start. Right. So
and Nick also mentioned too, again with the TNT, you'll be seeing some of the same teams that saw this past weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's our goal for this last weekend was to get into the championship bracket, the gold bracket, and the girls did a good job of making that happen. Played well on Saturday, and you know, you always want to face a top level competition. With our hopes with us planning to go to the World Series this year, you want to see the best competition you can in preparation for that.
Looking at that Gehring contest, if it is a possibility coming up this Sunday, are we looking at the same with the Wild Pride of an exhibition, or is it, or will these be contests that reflect towards kind of the official record for the Cheyenne Extreme?
Oh, yeah. Well, if that happens, it'll definitely go towards official record. I mean, we'll be out there. We'll have umpires. We'll have everything out there. And we'll definitely move on just like it's a regular game.
All right. Thank you so much, Coach, for joining us. Adam Galicia, head coach of the 18-under Cheyenne Extreme. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to talk with catcher Alexis Naughton after these words right here on 1480 Gary.